I mean, I think museums, they capture lots of people's imaginations, but I think they're also spaces that we rarely question. And I think as soon as I started to think about the ways in which they're presenting the past, I just realized how many different ways there is to do that. And for me, it turned the museum space into something else. Rather than it being fact, it becomes a little bit more of fictional. So for me, thinking about going to different spaces, different countries, to see how they put those spaces together became very interesting to me. For me, I think that's visually, it's a dream for a photographer to come into spaces that have been created in such kind of interesting, creative ways. The fact that they are, for some people, their only reflection on the past is really interesting as well. The fact that you should be learning through these spaces. I'm not saying that these spaces don't have important things to say. The reason for the military focus is to sort of highlight how pervasive war, conflict, and the military can be within societies. And it was amazing to find out how many military museums there are in the UK. I think if they were absolutely convincingly real, some of these kind of exhibits, it wouldn't be as interesting. I think those little details allow the viewer, like Hollywood can sometimes try and imitate real life. These spaces, they do try and imitate sort of moments that have existed, but I think when they become a really interesting image is where you see that sort of boundary through the little cracks, especially within the sort of Egyptian museum spaces. To me, there's a little reflection on how Egyptian society has developed over the last 50 years. Lots of cracks, lots of ad hoc decisions. So there's sort of extra layers, not just in terms of maybe the brutality that's being exhibited within sort of those spaces, but also how they're constructed becomes reflective on who is constructing those. In England, we have fine war museums. I'm sure in Germany, you have fine war museums that are very nuanced, that really reflect on all the complexity that goes with war. And to be honest, they aren't really represented here because they're visually not as interesting, visually not as ambiguous, let's say. I think a lot of the spaces that have been photographed, they are run in a way that doesn't reflect on either the destruction that can be caused. It doesn't really look at the other side of the picture. So it has no nuance, really. And I think, if anything, promotes the idea of a strong, important military as part of, you know, contemporary modern society. And I think that's problematic. It's interesting, the museum is a British institution. We sort of developed that idea of collecting the past and presenting it within formal spaces. They were originally private, you know, spaces of individuals' collections that they'd sort of pillaged from around the world and then sort of took those over to their colonies. But actually thinking about probably even the history within all of these landscapes and the countries that I've worked in, Egypt and Israel, the British do obviously have their sort of legacy within those. And I'm looking at the Museum of Underground Prisoners in Jerusalem, and that was a British-constructed prison. So, yeah, it's interesting, the British connection. I think, you know, when you're an outsider to somewhere like Egypt, there's always that fine line of being an outsider and what commentary are you bringing to this sort of conversation. Or I think nobody had really thought about photographing Egyptian museums, and obviously their past, you know, if you sort of take the same moments of history from a Jordanian perspective and Israeli perspective, it's a very different narrative. I'm less interested in the specifics of the history. I'm much more interested as an artist in the way they're presenting that history. I think by making a bronze bust of anybody, you're trying to make them important. Lots of different people will argue if that person is important or not, but I think the way in which you do it is what I'm commenting on. And we do that in England, obviously. You know, it was something that probably started in England or Rome, or, you know, the picture of the bronze bust. I mean, I think it's quite humorous because they sort of feel a little bit alive in the picture. But the way they're placed on this very tardy, small piece of wood, very kind of messy, scruffy background. So it's sort of like you've got this reflection on these very powerful, important men, but positioned in a moment that doesn't look like they're very important. This is all shot on film. I started the project in 2010, so I shot it on film then. I've shot most of my work on film. It's just a format that I enjoy. I enjoy the colors and the sort of the depth that film gives, especially when dealing with printing and exhibitions. And also the equipment I use is very small, so it just means I'm very mobile, very nimble.